Merry Christmas from the Nobody's Our Sundays podcast with Chad Bice.
Hi Chad, December 7th, 7th Annual Tico Karaoke Night Fundraiser at Boston Pizza was a huge success. We raised 300% more than last year's fundraiser to support Tico's travels. 60 people in attendance, great singers, and we even had a visit from Santa. We had ventriloquist Bart Benix with her moose puppet, and Dorian himself started off the evening with a rendition of stand-up comic John Mulaney's Blacking Out and Making Money, which, by the way, was totally inappropriate.
Wait, we can't forget about my unpaid agent, Denise. I think she should get a shout-out. I mean, she did half the running around, and she doesn't even have a car. So I made her walk to get all the stuff that we needed.
Thank you, too, to your friend and mine, Denise Hawken, who not only always helps us raise autism awareness through TICO and other events, but also helped you run all over town in Ottawa to pick up donations. So we are so grateful for that, Chad.
Now, wait a second. Did I just hear her say that her son Dorian's stand-up comedian routine was totally inappropriate a few seconds ago? I heard it. Did you hear that? If not, you better go back and start listening. You gotta listen to this podcast. What did she mean by it's totally inappropriate? So I asked her, and this is what she said. Actually, better yet, Dorian himself explained what his joke routine was. Here we go.
I'll tell you something about blacking out. For those who don't know, blacking out is when you drink so much that your brain goes to sleep, but your body gets all Eye of the Tiger and soldiers on. So it was always weird when I go out for the night with some money, black out, and then wake up with no money. But it's even weirder, though, when I go out for the night with some money, black out, and then wake up with more money. That means that I earned money. That means I traded goods and or services, which is scary. But I'm almost proud of myself. Like, wow, I turned $20 into $100. I must be a financial wizard.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Dorian. I can kind of see how that might not be appropriate for an autism fundraising event, but it's definitely cool. Nevertheless, it's definitely very cool. And who knows? Maybe he has a future in stand-up comedy. Could be. He's off to a good start. So thank you very much, Dorian, for sharing that. Thank you very much, Christine, for letting Dorian share that too. That's pretty awesome. But I'd also asked her how much her event was more successful than the last one, because she said she raised over 300% more. And I didn't ask for dollar amounts. I just wanted her to tell me like why she thinks or what she can attribute to the fact that her event this year raised more than last year. And this is what she said.
For this year's event, I started 6 months prior to, opposed to last year. Last year was a very busy year for us getting our book ready. So I started looking for donations for our sleigh, which we raffle off only a few weeks before the event. So this year, with a six-month lead-in, I had so many more items to raffle off. So there was more interest generated. And again, we had 60 people. Last year, I think we had about 35. So we had such a great response. And not only from the people that attended, but we had a lot of people who couldn't be there with us who donated to the cause, who bought tickets ahead of time. And that's what made it a success. As usual, it just came down to such a caring, wonderful community, businesses that helped. They always, it's our community and the local businesses coming together that truly made this event successful this year. And of course, our family, we couldn't have done it without them. We are just so grateful for all the love and understanding that our community has shown for our families living with autism. They all contributed to making our event the best it could possibly be. And it can't go without saying that the new management at Boston Pizza totally rocked. Kevin and his associate manager, they were just fabulous. They loved the event. They loved what it stood for. They're looking forward to next year's, which will be November 29th. I believe that's a Thursday. And we're looking forward to it, too. And anyone listening who would like to join us, it will start at 7 o'clock, and we'd love to see you.
I also asked her what the future held for her Tea Girl Travels book, and she had a little bit of news, a little bit of update for me. She mentioned it before, but now she's willing to share it on the podcast, so here's what she had to say about that.
And I do have some new news for your listeners, Chad. I have mentioned this to you before, that Building Blocks, it's a division of Jewish Press in New York City, have requested a copy of our book, Tico Travels, Dorian's Story, that they will be doing a book review. It is scheduled to be out December 30th of this year, and it will be in 60,000 newsstands across New York City if it goes through as promised. So we're very excited about that, and we're crossing our fingers that it's a go. Thank you, Chad, so much for all your help with our weekend in Ottawa getaway. And hello and Merry Christmas to all of your podcast followers from all of us at TECO.
So that was awesome, Christine, giving up a little updates about her TECO Travels fundraiser. While Fred sits here and eats my chips. What kind of chips are these, Fred? Pringles, kicking chicken taco.
Yeah. Got a little spicy kick to it.
You like them?
But yeah, they're good. First time trying them.
This is our Merry Christmas episode, so Merry Christmas to all your listeners out there.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening and following Chad's podcast. I'm only here once in a while, so really there's no need to thank me personally.
You got that right. Our happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy Feliz Navidad, everything you celebrate out there, whatever you celebrate, just be with your family. That's all that matters, is that we wish you and yours with your family. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're recording this before Christmas, but this is airing right now on Christmas Day, as I mentioned before. So right now we're with our families, and we hope you're with yours, but still checking us out. Like I said, let's say your mother-in-law is downstairs, right? You're a guy, okay? Your mother-in-law is downstairs, and she's, like, bitching, and she's, like, this, that, and the other thing, or she's trying to control your kids. You know what you should be doing, man? There's only one remedy for that. There's only one solution. Can't kick her out. Don't want to leave the house yourself.
Well, you can.
But you can. But you want to have a happy Christmas, right? The only happy ending you can get right now is by coming upstairs, hiding in your room, going to your bed, and listen to this podcast. Spend the Christmas day with me and my good buddy, Fred.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing on Christmas? What are you doing right now as we're playing this episode, Brad? Where are you right now?
At 6 p.m. I will be in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
I'll be working, actually.
Oh, thanks for clarifying.
Working 5 in a row starting on the 22nd.
So you're not...
Technically, today's my third shift.
So you're not going to be with your family?
I will for lunch and in the morning, but not until 10:30. Well, 11, technically.
How does your better half feel about that?
It's okay. She works, actually. She works Christmas overnight and the 26th overnight, so...
How come you guys didn't take it off? Like, spend the whole day together? Like,
yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah. So...
Like, the whole night, like, not working at all on Christmas or Christmas Eve.
Oh, well...
Why are you working?
There's only so much stuff we can control, right? So, I mean, on the 24th, after my shift, we're going to my parents. We're going to open up presents there.
Right.
And then in the morning, we're going to my girlfriend's parents, my in-laws.
Yeah.
We open gifts there. And then for lunch, she goes with her family. And then I go on my side just because usually, like, my mom has a big family. They're 15 children.
Nice.
So there's usually around, like, 70, 75 of us, 80, depending now with the newborns and stuff.
It's like a party. It's like a major sporting event there.
So,
wow.
Like, we have to rent a school gym.
Really?
Yeah, for Christmas. That's what we do.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah. That's what we do every year. Yeah.
Who pays for that?
We split the costs.
Like who? Between
the 15
The 15 kids, yeah.
They split the cost, and then, like, let's say, so we average, like, we order some stuff for food, and some of us prepare others as well. So
yeah. It's
on average $10 a person.
You have to, so hold on.
You no, have, no, like, we...
You have to pay to attend your family...
No, event. No, everybody prepares everything, but then whatever is bought is split equally between everyone that's there. So...
Like a massive potluck
so
kind of thing?
So maybe, like, $10 to $15 per family. That's it. But it's just to cover the cost of, like, plates, utensils, right. Stuff like that.
So you made it sound like there's a cover charge to get in.
Oh, no.
You want to come to the Chartrand family gathering, you need to pay $10 a head. You can buy your tickets
online.
You can buy your tickets online or at the door.
Yeah.
You go to FredChartrand'sFamilyRocks.com.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, awesome. So I'm going there for lunch because they used to do like two gatherings, one at Christmas, one at New Year's, but they don't do New Year's anymore because it's like
in
7 days.
Who can afford it, right?
Well, no.
All these ticket prices. Ticket prices
two,
are high.
Two tickets.
Yeah.
No, so
you get a deal if you buy both.
So they only do it at Christmas now because even then, like, more people showed up at Christmas than they did at New Year's.
Right.
And so I'm going to go and spend lunch with them. And
then
I'll go to work after.
So is this like a family tradition for your family where you rent out the, like, how long have you been doing
this
gym
rental?
I've
been doing this for, like, ever since I was a kid, like,
20
plus years.
So you've always grown up like that?
Yeah.
Like, knowing that's the case?
Yeah.
When you tell other people that story, though, what are the reactions that you have to rent out a gym hall for your family gathering?
Well, it depends. Some people have big families like ours, so it doesn't really affect them. Like, they know it's the case. But smaller families are like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Must be a lot of people. And then, I mean, there is, right?
Do you have any cool stories? Like, I'm sure not everybody gets along, right? So there must be some wrestling matches that happen in the gym.
No.
You get down
and
dirty.
They really try at Christmas.
They try to get along. Right.
But there's so many people that if really you don't get along with one of them, you can
pretty much
so many tables, you can sit basically wherever you want.
You can go play a basketball game somewhere else if you
want. So when I was younger, we used to eat, and then after, we'd move all the tables and play hockey in the gym.
Nice.
So we'd make, like, teams of, like, 10 versus 10, and then just, like, and one of my uncles is actually so rough, man. He used to, like, almost push us in the walls and stuff like that. Like, he was, like, a real, like, competitive guy. And, but it was fun.
Did your mom yell at him, "Don't hurt my baby boyfriend"?
And this guy, my uncle, he's a great guy, but, like, I think he did something to every child. So, like, for example, he's a Boston Bruins fan.
Nice.
And when I was younger, I wore glasses.
Yeah.
And I went up to him once and I said, "You know what, Uncle Richard, Boston Bruins suck."
Uncle Dick?
No. And so, you know what he did?
He punched you in the mouth.
No, he took some of his own spit, and he rubbed it everywhere in my glasses. He said, "See ya." He just left me like that. I was crying, man. I was like 4 years old,
no!
5 years old.
Growing up hardcore with the Chartron clan. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was a lot of fun, man. And I mean, nowadays it's mostly the kids that will play games. Like for us, we just sit down and play cards or play like social games or whatever.
Right.
But no, it's usually a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So would you attend both New Year's and Christmas yourself? Like you said, there's different events now.
What we tried to do in the past, like me and my girlfriend is let's say for Christmas, we go to her place and at New Year's, we go to mine.
Right.
But now since they don't do New Year's anymore on my side, sometimes we'll go together at Christmas or we'll split up and then I'll go with her family on New Year's.
Okay. Now what's her family gathering like? It's obviously not the same.
Well, so basically,
how many arenas do they rent out?
They don't. So basically, there are four children.
Okay. Seems standard.
So basically, is they take turns. So is there four? No, three. Well, there are four, but one of them is. Anyways, I won't get into this. But
please
so
do.
Basically, between the three of them, the two young, no, well, one's in an institution. So,
oh, all right.
The three other ones, what they do is every year they, so let's say one hosts Christmas,
right,
and then another one hosts New Year's.
Okay.
The following year, whoever hosted Christmas will now host New Year's.
They flip.
And whoever didn't host anything will host Christmas. And so every 3 years they don't host.
And then 1 year they host.
And then, so they host 2 years in a row. One is Christmas, one is New Year's, mm-hmm. And then the following year they don't host at all.
How'd they come up with that scheme?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Another family tradition.
Yeah. It's pretty cool because, like, so see, like, this year at New Year's, we're going to my girlfriend's uncle's place.
Yep.
He just bought a new house, actually.
Nice.
And so I've never been yet, so it's going to be pretty exciting.
It's going to be good. Well, keep those glasses away from him. You don't want to be...
Well, I don't wear glasses anymore.
No, so okay, that's good. Well, maybe he just wants a bit in your face.
It's also not in the same family, so...
Right. Well, he made it. So if he spits in your face, you'll be used to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Got you. We should take some calls from people and ask them their family traditions, right?
Yeah.
Let's check it out. You know what I quickly realized, Fred, is that we don't actually have any phone lines here, so we can't take any calls. So I don't know why I even promoted that. It must be the Christmas cheer that got to my head a little bit. But we are, if you hear little noises in the background, it's we're eating and drinking here. We're about to drink. I'm going to pull out some Cherry Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't had in ever. Well,
haven't had in, like, years.
It's good. You go to the States, man, you can buy it. It's amazing. And what are you eating right now, Fred?
I'm about to eat a chip again.
A chip again? Okay. What'd you have for lunch? We're eating and drinking here on this Christmas episode, so we'll just discuss
what I have for lunch.
You just ate it, so tell me what it was. You don't remember that far ago?
This is Aaron on Christmas Day.
No. I know.
Okay.
But you just ate it. This is Christmas.
Hey, it's Christmas!
What did you just eat, man? Just tell me what you ate.
A lot of dessert. I like sweets way more than chips.
Chips,
stuff,
yeah. What's the thing you just put in your mouth, though?
Chips.
Like, while we're sitting here. No, before that.
Chocolate.
Okay, before
sandwich.
That. Sandwich. There you go. What kind of sandwich?
Turkey, I think.
Oh, there you go. See, that's turkey. That's Christmas, sandwich. Right? That's good. That doesn't matter. Do you guys always have turkey or ham for your Christmas dinner? Your kosher dinner?
I think it really depends.
In the big event,
usually,
the big Chartron
usually,
event.
There's usually always stuffing.
Nice.
Veggies, potatoes, different kinds of salads.
Oh.
I'd say turkey. I can't remember, but yeah, I assume turkey's always there.
Turkey's always there?
Yeah. Ham, I'm not sure. Well, it depends. So with my girlfriend's family, I think it's only one of the two, but with my mom's family, there's basically everything. There's like meat pie, there's chicken, there's ham, there's turkey, there's sandwiches, there's salads, a ton of dessert. Veggies, whatever.
I'm gonna say it. Well, these chips are hot. I was gonna say it. it sounds like a big potluck dinner, right? So it sounds like a lot of people will bring a lot of stuff, right? What's the weirdest thing someone's ever brought that you just really didn't want to try? Like, what's the weirdest food you think someone brought?
I don't think there was anything weird, to be honest. If anything, it was dessert because I'm allergic to peanuts, so I don't try stuff.
Is there a lot of that? Okay.
Well, they try to. There's actually a few of us that are allergic to nuts and peanuts, so,
so how
try
do they
try not to bring anything that
too nutty.
Contains.
Yeah.
But no, I think I've always tried like everything that was there. Like I'm not really a picky eater, so
right.
Try whatever's there.
I got you. What's the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
Best Christmas gift?
Yep, so far. And be sure to
in my 24 Christmases that I
be sure to shout out the person that gave it to you so you can make them feel good and everyone else feel like shit, by the way.
Oh god, honestly man, I really can't remember. I think every Christmas there's something special that I receive, something that I'm really excited about. Obviously I can't remember the early years because it was probably just toys.
The answer is love, Fred. The best Christmas gift you can receive is love.
Well, yes, it's love, obviously, and family.
Thanks for not
sure.
Getting there sooner.
Yeah.
No problem. You're thinking about material things. What's the best thing your girlfriend's ever given you besides her heart?
I was going to say love, but...
Not too late. You blew your chance. No, I was, but you blew your chance.
I don't know. She actually bought me a lot of cool stuff. Somebody has... So I can't pick out one specifically there.
How about that ring you just bought her?
And buy a ring.
Oops.
Get ready for Nobody's or Somebody's Prime Cuts.
So Fred, my man, you like watching funny videos. Have you seen any funny videos recently?
Actually.
On this Christmas day.
Yes, I saw one last week. I literally, like, I laughed, I think, for 20 minutes, and I repeated the video, I think, like 25 times. So
where'd
it's
you find
this
it?
Guy, I found it on Facebook. It's this guy who is trying to do a performance at home of Welcome to the Jungle by...
it's Guns N' Roses,
Guns
people.
Roses.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Sorry,
just
I
in case you weren't sure. No problem.
By Guns N' Roses. And so basically he's like... So he starts the video and then he climbs on a chair. And right there I'm like, oh my god, this is not going
to
end well.
Describe the guy to me. Like, what's he...
So actually I'm going to just pull it up so I can see what it is. So he's wearing these like kind of like John Lennon glasses, like the hippie sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I think he's wearing a bandana as well. Let me just pull it up here.
I think he has a pink one.
Yeah, and he's wearing this weird, like, shirt as well. And
how old is he?
Don't know specific age, but I would say he's probably in his 50s or something.
So you can't play the music on the podcast, so you can't really play the video.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm pausing. I pause it.
Yeah.
He's wearing jeans. He's wearing... Oh my god, he's wearing these shoes that have the lights that light up around it. When you know,
nice.
Like those
yeah, yeah.
Shoes?
Yeah, the kicks, yeah. Nice.
So he's wearing that. He's on a...
Bar stool?
Yeah, kind of, well, it's a chair. You can see it's a chair. Anyways, and so the song starts, and he starts moving on his chair and whatever, and then he lifts his left leg to, like, do a kicking motion, puts it back. I don't know if he stumbles in his feet or whatever, and literally, like, falls off the chair, but, like a plank. Like, boom! Like, right on his side. And literally, like, I saw this, and I couldn't stop laughing. I laughed for at least 20 minutes. And I was just there sitting in my kitchen, man, and I couldn't stop laughing. There was nobody else there. My girlfriend wasn't home. Like,
thank God.
And I couldn't stop laughing. I was tagging everyone I knew, and I was like, yo, check this out. Look at this clown. Like, oh my God. Anyways,
oh my God. So,
that's definitely the funniest one I've seen the last
time. Do you think he posted the video or somebody? Because he's still alive, right? He's not injured or dead.
And see, funny enough, in the he falls like 15 seconds in the video, and the video lasts a whole minute. And from the 15 seconds to the minute, he doesn't get back up until the minute when the video cuts out. So, A, he's hurt.
Yeah.
B, his ego is hurt as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. He seems like an older guy, so he may have suffered actual injuries.
Wow.
So this may not be as funny as as what we find, but...
what is to you?
You guys just have to see it. Like, you can't not laugh when you see this video.
So... we should confirm if he's all right, and if he is, we should maybe share it on our Facebook page.
Maybe we should. So the page itself, funny enough, is called Barstool Sports. So maybe he was on Barstool.
He was at home, though.
Yeah, he was at home. Definitely, he's in his kitchen.
And you mentioned the dog came by, and
yeah. So after 20 seconds or so, there's like you just see like the top of
the
dog go by. Yeah. I don't know if he licks him in the face or whatever, but clearly it doesn't do anything because it takes him another 30 some seconds to get up. He doesn't appear to have any.
Bleeding,
whatever from like what?
Can you see his face when he gets up?
Hmm?
Can you see his face when he gets up? You can't play it. But
no, there's no.
We can play it off mic if you want.
There's no sound.
Okay.
Let me just see when he gets up here.
We're just eating chips and letting Fred find stuff on Facebook.
I just want
to
see.
See, so if you thought your Christmas was bad, you can just spend it with us.
And the guy's wearing. Oh yeah, okay. It's just sunglasses he's wearing, not John Lennon. But anyways.
Did his sunglasses fall off?
Oh yeah, everything fell off. Yeah. And
does he look
it's
like
the funniest thing?
Does he look injured?
Yeah, he's like standing up against the counter, like, oh my God, this is painful, trying to get back up.
So I guess the video didn't work out to be the best.
Well, not to his advantage, anyways.
Well, if you haven't seen it, how many people have seen it? If you're not one of those 23 million,
1.2 million views.
If you're not one of those 1.2 million people that have seen it, we'll share it on the Facebook page and. You can have some holiday cheer like the rest of us. Here's another commercial, though. That's cheerful. Just kidding. Here we go.
The best kind of cuts are prime cuts. 29, 18, January. Prime cuts.
So, Fred, it's that time in the show to do 20 questions. Have you been following the show since you're a co-host here? Have you followed my podcast in the last few weeks?
I have. Chad.
Have you heard about my 20 questions with a specific guest?
Yes, Richard.
Run Richard Mystery, yes.
Yeah, Richard
I've done
Mystery.
Richard Mystery. Not sure why you find that funny. For the last couple, I've done two 20 questions with him. And right now, I have a Christmas-themed one. So here it is. Let's hear it. You know, I gotta say, I'm really starting to dig these 20 questions. It's the first time I've ever done 20 questions with a guest, and hopefully be the last. But that distinction will go to Richard Mystery, of course. And of course, this hopefully is my, cross my fingers, hope that he'll eventually do my podcast in person, on the mic, one-on-one, mano a mano. But until then, I'll definitely take those 20 questions with him, and I'm going to break them out right now. And if you'll notice... the last couple of times I did these 20 questions, I had a stack of papers that I kind of had with me to print out, just to kind of pretend I was reading through pieces of paper of the that he'd give me. But Richard came back and he told me that he wasn't he wasn't a big fan of the sliming of the papers, the big noise. He's like, "What is that noise about? What are you doing under the table with your hands? What kind of noise is that you're making?" And then he made all these weird innuendos about me, you know. Using my hands for something else than other than you know, reading out the questions and holding the microphone. So I don't want to give anyone the wrong impression on this wonderful Christmas day. As a beautiful tree sits to my left, I want it to be just about the questions. It's all about Richard Mystery and all about the 20 questions. This is a Christmas themed one, so Richard, this is for you, hands free version. Okay, it's just for you to concentrate on the answers. So here we go. Number one. I feel lost. Actually, I don't know what I was getting ready to slam my hands down the table with the paper, but I've lost myself. Number one, I said it's Christmas time. Name your favorite Christmas song that gets you pumped up for the holidays. And he says George Michael's Last Christmas. That's an excellent song. That's an excellent choice. I knew you'd make a good guest, not just because of this, but this just puts it over the top. George Michael, fantastic artist, another one who's left us way too soon. Can't believe he's gone at 52, age of 52, I believe. And Last Christmas is just, Last Christmas is every Christmas, so I just love his music, and that's a great choice. I'm definitely a fan. Thank you. Number two, I said it's Christmas time, and everyone is in need. I asked him how often he donated to his local food bank. He said not once. Tisk tisk. At least he's honest. Come on, Richard. We gotta change that. Support your local food bank. Come on. Number three, name a holiday tradition that you and your family complete each year without fail. And he says Christmas dinner. But he didn't say if he completed it, though. I wonder if he can finish the whole meal. That's the true answer right there. Maybe it's my fault for not following up a little bit more. But he said Christmas dinner. I asked him if he completes it. So we're going to assume he completes the whole dinner. But I want to know, maybe in a follow-up, if he can finish the whole meal. Turkey, stuffing, everything and all. We got to hear it. Number four. What's one part of Christmas time that, what's one part of Christmas time that you hate and would like to do away with? And he said all the rush and fuss over things. Yeah, I agree. Definitely it's a little too crowded at the end. People are doing everything at the last minute, myself included. But it's, you know, December 25th now, and I'm done. Just in time. Number five, what's in your cup right now? He said Fireball whiskey. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Awesome. Number six, what's the best present you've ever received? And he said my sister came home once as she lives far away. I didn't say how far away she lives, and he said just she came home once. So maybe if we get him on the podcast, we can talk about his sister. And talk about my sister, we can find out more about where she's at and how come she doesn't come home every day to the mystery family. What's going on with that? Number seven, I believe. What's the best present you've ever given? He says love. Aww, nice. Number eight. Christmas time is about, I had multiple choice on this, so Christmas time is about A, getting gifts, B, getting hammered, or C, getting closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, LMAO, the answer is A and B, getting gifts and getting hammered. There you go. No Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, JC doesn't win this one. Number nine, were you born on Christmas? If no, why not? And he says, capital N-O, no, I wasn't born on Christmas Day, silly boy, because I wasn't conceived then, I guess. Well, that's all you got. Gotta look into that. Number 10, if you had just one Christmas wish, what would you wish for? And he says again that my sister would live closer to me. So we gotta find out what's up with the sister. Find out where she's at, why she doesn't live close to the family, what he's done to make her move away, all that good stuff. Let's find out. Number 11, favorite Christmas time movie? He said, Die Hard. Yes. Alan Rickman, who is another person who's left us way too soon at age 69 last year in the 2016 year of the death. A lot of our great people and idols and actors and musicians we look up to have passed away in that year, unfortunately, and Alan Rickman was one of them. He played a German terrorist. He was not German. He was very British. He played the role very well, though. So just one of the many things that Alan Rickman can do. He was just an awesome bad guy in that. That's the first Die Hard. The best Die Hard. You know, Die Hard with a Vengeance? Nope. Just gotta Die Hard. So, number 12. Do you cook at Christmas, or does McDonald's have your McTurkey on special order? A big capital N-O, McNugget boy, he calls me. No, McNugget boy. I have the traditional Christmas dinner, which my wife and mother-in-law make. You see? Nice. Given credit where credit's due. Number 13. Have you ever worked through Christmas? If so, how are you not divorced by now? And he says, yes, I have worked through the holidays before, but at nighttime, so I didn't miss the important stuff. Not divorced by now because my wife understands sometimes I have to work on days that I should be off. It's good. Supportive wife, supportive life. Awesome. Number 14. What's one Christmas song you are sick of hearing? He says, Jingle Bells. I agree. Stop jingling those bells, people. They've been jingled all out. Number 15. If you could move Christmas to a different day, what day would it be and why? He says probably in the summer, so I wouldn't have to deal with the blasted snow. Get a snowblower, my friend. Number 16. Name all the reindeer. He says you name all the reindeer. Nice. Number 17. Have you ever been asked to play Santa at work? And if so, were you ever asked to drop a few pounds to meet the weight requirements? He says, nah, I was never asked to do that. If they asked me to lose weight, I'd probably tell them off. Tell them off. I got you. No problem with that. Especially after completing a Christmas meal, right? You can't expect it to drop that weight to play Santa. Come on. Number 18. If you were in charge of Santa's delivery routes, where would you never go? And he said, to hell. But then I guess even down there, they deserve something. That's true. And they're going to get what they deserve. Number 19. At what age were you told there was no Santa? And if not been told, then disregard this question. And he says, he figured it out on my own, as he's smart like that. Good stuff. Love to hear it. Number 20. If you could create your own candy cane flavor, what would it be made of? He says, whiskey. Gotcha. Whiskey candy canes coming to a Walmart near you. And number 21, I gave him a bonus question. Number 21 for this awesome holiday edition of the 20 Questions with Richard Mystery Only. I said to him, which sounds better to you, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? He says, Merry Christmas, as something should never change. Richard, don't you ever change either. Keep doing these awesome questions, but better yet, come on my show, please. Thanks again, Richard. Wow. What about those answers, eh? That's, yeah. Richard Mystery. Does that sound like the Richard Mystery that you know? You know more than a mystery. What's Richard to you? Without giving any details, of course. I'm trying to get him on the show here. I'm trying to get him part of my 50th anniversary episode, but he's being a little bit difficult. He's a very secretive man. Is Richard Mystery such a mystery, Fred?
I don't know. I think he could... I think Richard has a lot of knowledge that he could share. About like different subjects and stuff. I think it'd be good for him to come by.
Yeah.
I know we tried to have a discussion with him or whatever, like just chit chatting.
Tell me how that went. Tell me. So you reached out to him on my behalf as part of the Nobody's or Somebody's podcast.
Yes, and so basically what came out is he wants, he's asking me to ask Chad to talk more about autism and promote awareness and stuff like that, which is great. I mean, it's something that's more and more common nowadays. But I said, Richard, why don't you come here and talk to him about it? Why don't you just come here, talk about it, answer questions? It's a free talk. It's basically like if there was no microphone, you and I are in the same room, you just talk, ask you a couple questions here and there that are about anything, really.
Right.
Depends how the conversation goes or which way it goes, right? If it goes south, then might cut it out.
Down south for the winter?
Yeah.
No, it's not live, right? I told him that the podcast is not live. Maybe one day in the future, I'd love to explore that opportunity to do a special episode live. I even had visions dance in my head about doing my 50th anniversary episode live, but right now I'm just trying to secure a guest. I'm trying hard to do it, but he's resistant. Why is he resistant to doing the podcast?
I think he might be afraid of that stuff from the past is brought up, past employment, which I'm not going to discuss as none of my business. But I think he thinks that we're trying to trap him, which is absolutely not the case. The point of having Nobody's or Somebody's podcast is to interview people and know what they do, what they like, where they come from.
About their life, not just what they do.
That's right. And so, employment doesn't even have to be discussed. Like I said, it depends how, which route the conversation goes. If it comes up to it, we can cut it after.
It's not live. Like I told him, it's you can say what you want. I won't ask him any questions that are too personal. And if there is, don't want to talk about it. Right. And
yeah.
I'm not here to embarrass him, and I'm not here to expose him or anything. I'm here to just, if you've noticed, I've had a lot of female guests and I love my female guests. Thank you so much to all the ladies who have been a part of my podcast and for saying yes and coming on here and sharing your awesome, awesome stories. I really appreciate that. That's so cool. I don't have a lot of guys on here that are willing to have a conversation.
Except
you. Oh yeah, my good buddy Fred again. Oh, he's doing another episode with Fred. God, I guess I can catch the next one in a couple weeks when it re-airs. We redo it. I basically told him that I want some more male guests. I want more diversity. I want more people from different areas, different backgrounds, different walks of life. Kind of make it nobody's all inclusive of tons of nobodies, tons of people, right? And he basically said, you want more of a sausage party. He said, if that's what it takes, then yes, I'd love to have you on here. And that's cool. Yes, Richard, I want a sausage party, and I want you to be the head I want you to be the head wiener. I want you to be the big wiener and come on my show. Richard, Mystery, do my show, man. This is a public cry on Christmas Day. It's Christmas! Just do my show, Richard. Come on, say it with me, Fred.
Richard!
It's Christmas! Say it with me, hello.
Well, we don't have it written down. How the...
We shouldn't have to. Let's try it again. Come on, Richard. It's Christmas!
Come please. And,
please. Come and do the Nobody's or Somebody's podcast. Oh, it's yours now. You're going to be here every week. Yep. Starting the new year, I promote you as being a co-host every week.
Woo!
Nice. Enthusiasm reigns.
Oh my god.
Your laugh is killer, though. You were my first episode, and I just had to get your laugh on tape.
I should just pre-record it for you.
Yeah. Do it now. Well, we'll
not so bad. We can use it for other times.
Yeah. We can edit that.
Yeah.
We can genetically...
Also, cut it out!
And we can also genetically engineer that one. You're listening to Christmas Day episode here. We're pleading with Richard Mystery to be a guest. Hope you enjoyed his third installment of the 20 questions. And now, you know what, Richard? Let's give him an ultimatum. You've been through 3 20 questions. You've reached your expiry limit. Now I'm afraid, Richard, that you'll have to make an actual appearance. A physical audio presence.
Also, it's not recorded on camera, so nobody can see you.
Right,
that's something
right.
You're afraid of.
Yeah.
Nobody can see you. It's a microphone.
Yeah. That you can...
And a microphone.
You can, you know, have total artistic control over it, right? You can decide if you want what you've said or what you're not saying on there or not, so...
We're in some sort of basement right now. Don't even know where we are, but...
Well, that's my lovely mansion, and we're in the basement of it. So, welcome to my home. Thank you for being respectful while you're in my home, and here's a short break for another ad. Thanks, Fred.
It's been a long year. With a lot of guests, a lot of stories, a lot of interesting characters. Do you have a favorite guest? A favorite story? Vote now. Go to Nobody's or Somebody's Podcast Official on the Facebook group and vote for your favorite guest. Who knows? Maybe they'll come back and do a special episode just for you. Vote now for your favorite past guest.
So as we sit here and enjoy our Christmas Day celebration here, and I'm thanking you if you're listening to this podcast on Christmas Day. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you for being here. Fred and I both thank you for listening and reaching over 500 downloads unique in the month of November. And here's to that and more in December. And here's to that and more. In January and
more
beyond.
More
that and beyond coming through. So if you're spending your Christmas I'm already drunk.
If you're spending your Christmas with us indirectly,
I appreciate it very much, and thank you again. Hope you found some value in this content. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing, and let's talk about something now that we both love, and I think all 500 of you listening to this podcast should love too. That's coffee. Do you love coffee as much as I do? Fred loves it just a little bit more than we might, because he doesn't have time for that fancy sugar/cream/milk stuff. He gets right down deep into the coffee cup itself and just gets right next to it. It's coffee and nothing else. That's how
black
Fred likes
coffee.
It. Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
Tell me why, Fred, you like this.
Okay, so first of all, I have to say when I started drinking coffee, I wasn't drinking it just straight black. Like, I think the first ever coffee I had was double, I think. So
yeah.
2 creams, 2 sugars.
Delicious.
Which, you know, I'm a guy that likes, like, sweets and stuff, but I found that was kind of like, ugh, that was too much. And so I drank a few of those, and I says, oh, you know what, I'll try without the sugar and without the cream. I'll just try with milk instead. And so I went down to 2 milk. And then after a while, I just said, you know what, too bad. I'm going to try the actual real taste of coffee. Because technically, coffee is meant to drink
black. Says
because that's where you get the actual flavor of the coffee. If you add milk, or if you add sugar, or if you add cream or whatever, there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't get the true taste of coffee. You get the sugary taste of whatever you add in your coffee.
Well, if you go light on it, like anything, moderation, or as I like to say, just the tip.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, that's what I said.
You still get a
There's
taste,
nothing wrong
right?
with adding stuff to your coffee, right?
Yeah.
Like some people add the coffee mate, whatever you want to add it in there,
yeah,
right?
Sugar-free.
But it's just, you don't get the actual taste of coffee, right? Because it's mixed with whatever
other
else
stuff.
You put in there,
right?
What
kind of coffee are you doing this with? Like, what's your favorite, where do you go for coffee? What's your favorite brand?
I don't necessarily have a favorite, but I like McDonald's coffee a lot.
Okay. They don't sponsor the podcast. We're just saying what we like. Yeah, I like McDonald's coffee a lot too. That's super sweet.
And also thing that I actually super sweet. Like about McDonald's compared to Tim's, for those American people, Tim Hortons is like the main. If you want the main.
Well, there's Tim Hortons
coffee and donut. Well, anyways, used to be.
There's Timmy's in New York State now in Messina. Yeah, I took pictures on my Instagram. If you guys want to see what that looks like, if you don't live in Messina and you don't believe me, you can go on my Instagram and check it out. I took pictures of a nice Tim Hortons there, but yeah, go ahead.
And I don't mind like any flavored like any brand of coffee. Like Starbucks I wouldn't buy just because it's way too expensive for a coffee.
Right.
It really has some good flavors to the coffee. Like it tastes like
bitter.
Well, you can get dark roast or regular, right?
Yeah.
Like it really does. But I wouldn't pay like over $2 for a medium.
With specialty coffees, you think, or as gourmet coffees?
Yeah.
And same with Second Cup, I believe, too.
Yeah, Second Cup.
But their Earl Grey tea is to die for.
Yeah. So you know what? Like even at home, I used to buy K cups because I have a Keurig machine. I used to buy K-Cups from a store here in Orleans, actually. It was called Personal Coffee or something like that. It's down on Central.
Nice. Still there?
Yeah, still there. And you can literally go in there and, like, you can buy, like, single K-Cups from, like, companies you've never heard before or whatever.
Nice.
But I found that, like, it gets expensive to buy K-Cups. So what I do now, actually, is I just buy, like, a tub of coffee, like a Folgers or... Maxwell House or whatever.
Yep.
And I use reusable K-Cups.
Yeah.
So basically, I fill it up, put the coffee, pour it, and then I empty it, wash it, and then I can do it again. And so you save way more money doing that than buying the pre-made K-Cups.
Right.
There's
right.
nothing, I mean, if you have a lot of money to spend, whatever, you can buy K-Cups if you want.
Yes.
It's not really
Thank you.
My problem.
Is that the best advice you could give? It's not really my problem.
Yeah,
but
it's not really my problem.
If you want to spend a lot of money on K-Cups,
if you find that you spend a lot on coffee, try doing that.
Yep.
You can even buy Tim Hortons coffee in the big pots. Right?
Yep.
You can do that with Second Cup as well. You can do that. I don't know if you... Yeah, McDonald's you can as well.
You just dump it. It's like the little freshness packs, like the little insulated packs. You just dump in the proportion that you need into the, like your K-Cup.
Well,
and then you just use it like a K-Cup and your Keurig. And then it works out good.
Well, I buy like the big
Might even
tubs,
last
so
longer too.
The
yeah.
tubs are like, I think they're, is it 2 pounds?
It's cheaper than going to the drive thru every day and buying
oh,
the coffee.
God, yeah. It's like, I think it's $11 for 2 pounds of coffee or something like that. I can get probably a good like 50 to 60 coffees from that tub.
Nice. You want to hear something I don't like about McDonald's coffee, though? Well, I love the coffee itself. You know what I don't like about their promotion or what they do?
I want to talk about something after.
No, we're sorry, we're out of time. There's this little card.
Wow!
there's these little cards you can get, obviously, that you can
With
get.
The stickers.
Yeah, the stickers.
That's what I was
going
to say.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, do you want... Okay. Well, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right? My opinion is that it's great, but it's a rip-off. You can buy 7 extra large coffees, and you're getting a free medium. How's that even great?
Okay. You can also buy 7 smalls and get a free medium.
But who drinks small unless you're really tepid?
Some people drink
You're right.
Smalls.
I mean, people do that.
If
that's true.
If you
but then why would you get a free medium?
That well,
yeah.
And you only buy smalls. Yes, I get what you... But you know what? On the other hand...
I think they need to have a sticker, color code or something too. McDonald's, if you're listening out there, it's not just your drive-thrus that suck. I mean, it's not... I can drive, take your orders, and I can't hear a damn thing you're saying. I have another Christmas day, and you don't understand, you can't get your Happy Meals. Or... Everyone knows how much I love drive.
What the fuck was that?
Everyone knows
how much
I love drive-thrus. It's getting late in the day in Christmas here, so I need some more coffee.
So I need to go to the drive-thru and get another coffee. Yeah.
I'm drinking black coffee right now, thanks to you.
No, actually, there's maple syrup in there. Don't worry, there's black people. Actually, you know what? This is... I get your point with this, but see, there's no other coffee provider that has that. Tim Hortons never has that. Yes, they have the roll up the rim, which you have like, I'll be honest with you, when
seasonal.
I get roll up the rim, it's twice a year.
Yep.
And I think the last 2 seasons, I won 1 for 16. And it wasn't even a coffee that I won, it was a donut.
Those are awesome odds.
And those are not, you can't change them anymore. You can't get a muffin for a donut because it's expensive. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because a muffin's more expensive than a donut.
I didn't know that.
You can get a donut for a muffin if you want, but you can't do it because a donut's cheaper than a muffin.
Right.
But you can't do the opposite. And then they had the wedges at some point, this and that, but like, you have to spend so much
to maybe win.
Chance to actually win, whereas yeah. McDonald's, every it's after every seventh coffee, you automatically get a free one on the eighth one.
Yeah.
Which I honestly I think is way better than...
You know what was a great promotion that McDonald's had too is the dollar coffees any size.
Yeah.
So you get the extra large ones, and then you can get a bunch of stickers off that.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, McDonald's also has, I think it's once or twice a year, where you get free smalls.
Yeah.
Now, they changed their thing a little bit because there used to be a time where you could get, let's say, five smalls and collect five stickers, and then within like a... And you could go as many times a day as you wanted.
You still can go to different McDonald's around the city, and you can...
Yeah, well, you can't even go to the same one, but later in the day, right? But now the limit to, they ask you how many people are in the car. And
yeah.
They actually limit to two per person. That's it.
So if I'm alone in the car, I'm
only
getting
have
one.
Two.
Oh, I can get two.
That's
if
it.
I'm alone in the car,
yeah,
just me.
Yeah, you can have two smalls, that's it, that's all.
What if there's nobody in your car? It's one of those self-driving cars. How many coffees?
Well, then nobody would be talking to the actual machine.
No, there's a voice recorder. It's a navigation thing.
You're too far ahead.
You're on Star.
McDonald's is not there yet. Soon enough, they'll have cameras at the actual... ordering machine, and they'll see you.
Right. And do a face scan recognition and
yeah.
make sure.
Oh, this guy likes coffee.
This guy drinks
syrup.
Too much coffee. You've been here. Coffee, maple syrup. Gross. What an idiot.
Chad Vice, everybody.
What I find interesting, too, is that number one, they won't, if they give you a double cup, if you ask for a double cup, you don't get another sticker. I've tried that.
No.
They're pretty sneaky about that. Well, maybe years ago. Maybe.
Well, yeah, because everybody would ask for a double cup.
I have before, thinking like, ooh, but no.
The same thing with Timmy's. When it's without the rim, you ask for
a
double cup.
The
second one is a regular cup.
Yeah.
No...
I didn't even thought about that, but I thought at least a sticker would be a double cup. Can I get a double cup? A what? I should try and get a double cup, please. What'd you just call me? I thought
I was going to say something. I can't say that.
Yes,
on
you
air.
Can. Yes, you can.
No.
What are you gonna say?
Can I get a double cut, please?
Oh, wow.
You're gonna have to cut that.
I'm not cutting that.
Wow.
It's Christmas Day. It's Christmas Day. Listen, what I don't also like with the McDonald's drive-thru, I forgot what I was gonna say.
There's the two lanes that go into one and people cut each other off.
I don't mind that, actually.
Oh yeah, because then they mix up the orders.
I've had that. I've watched someone actually get their money back because they took my order.
Why would you try to?
I got nothing. I had to wait for my food and pay for it. They had to wait and they got it for free.
But like, why?
Perfect.
Okay, so this never made sense to me. If there's two lanes and the other person clearly orders before you, why would you try and cut them off to then get to the second window and have your order mixed up? Because the previous guy ordered,
yeah.
But you cut him off to get there earlier.
Yeah.
That's just
They're going to give you the wrong order, maybe.
That's just plain stupid.
Yeah.
But I guess it's a matter of time nowadays, and everybody's just on the schedule.
Exactly. Has that happened to you? You've been cut off trying to get your dollar coffee?
No.
No. No one cuts you off.
Nobody cuts me off.
There you go. Nice.
Actually, on my way here today, some guy wouldn't move over on the highway so I could merge.
Oh.
And there was nobody in the other lane.
So what'd you do?
Pull down my window.
Pull down your window? Roll down your window?
Yeah, I will.
You gave him the finger, right?
Yeah.
That's real mature. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll be back with Fred in a second here to finalize this. Oh, God. Thank God.
Yeah.
A new guest with Classic Moments, January 2018. Get ready. Here comes Prime Cuts. 1 year's worth of work condensed into one show. Plus... a new guest. Are you ready? Want to vote for a favorite guest? Head over to the Facebook Nobody's R Somebody's Podcast official and vote now for your favorite guest. Get them back on the show. Get them on your terms. Vote for your favorite guest. Vote now. Nobody's R Somebody's Podcast official Facebook group. Join now.
So Fred, as we wrap up this awesome Christmas Day episode, again, thank you so much for being with me here in my humble abode.
Wouldn't have done it differently.
Yeah, you might have.
Yeah, I might have.
I also appreciate, like I said, the guests, and I appreciate all the listeners out there listening to this podcast on Christmas Day. And if you don't hear me on Christmas Day, you have all the rest of your life to hear me, because I'll always be available. And I'm always be out there. Chad Vice is always around. Just if you need me, call my name. Send me an email, chadvice@sebcamco.com. That's sebcamco.com. Nice. I definitely want to thank you, like I said, for stopping by. And thing before you go.
Can I have my $20 now?
Oh. Well, I thought that would be off.
Just kidding.
I thought that would be off, Mike. My mistake.
Yeah. Just kidding, I'm not paid to do this. I do it out of pleasure.
All right, nice. Speaking of pleasure, what is the most pleasurable thing about the Christmas time that you love, Christmas time spirit that you love?
It seems like everybody's happy. You know, it's the time of year where, like, you rarely see angry people or anyways in my surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Have you been shopping?
It's nice to, what's that?
Have you been out
shopping? Yeah, except the angry shoppers, yeah. But no, it's fun to see family again. So some people you don't see very often during the year, so it's nice to see them, spend time with them, kind of catch up or whatever, feel the love. You know, everybody's gathering together, have a good time. You know, it's kind of like stressless in a way where you know you just well, it can be stressful for some people,
right?
But I mean, for me, it's just like a time where I'm happy. I see people and talk with them and stuff like that. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta take care of you and yours wherever you guys are out there. Be with your family, be with your friends, be with your loved ones. Just be together and safe and happy holidays for everyone who's out there listening. Thank you so much. As I said again, be safe, be merry, have lots of eggnog, be responsible, stay at home, and drink like crazy. And if you're not into that, just do what you're into, right? Just be safe and have a happy, safe holiday. And we look forward to new episodes starting the new year. And what else is coming in the new year, Fred, is going to be my 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And my 52nd anniversary.
Ain't that awesome?
It is awesome. So I'm looking forward to new guests, new themes, new...
Richard
Mystery. Like to get you in here. And many more of like him to come. So I can't wait for that. So I'm looking forward to a happy holiday season. To you and yours out there, wish you all Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy everything. Feliz Navidad, and all the best to you. Right, Fred?
Right.
Thanks for listening.
Au revoir.
Give me some.
The Nobodies Are Somebody's podcast with Chad Weiss. Next week, same time, another guest.